Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Presidential candidate Dean Phillips ending his bid for the nomination, he instead endorsing President Biden. Earlier, Nikki Haley suspended her campaign against Donald Trump. ABC's Rachel Scott says Haley, though, is not backing him.
Clearly, the former president is unhappy and frustrated that that is not happening. He posted on a social media account saying that Nikki Haley got trounced in record-setting fashion. He says that he's further inviting all Haley supporters to join his movement.
The Supreme Court announcing it will hear oral arguments on April 25th in Donald Trump's assertion that he should have absolute presidential immunity from criminal charges in special counsel Jack Smith election interference case. The U.S. says it's investigating a suspected attack on a commercial ship by Yemen-based Houthi rebels in the Gulf of Aden today, one of the first since the U.S. carried out strikes targeting their operations. And in Hollywood, the red carpet has been rolled out ahead of Sunday's Academy Awards ceremony. This is ABC News. The director of the UN's atomic watchdog in Russia meeting with Russia President Putin about nuclear safety in Ukraine.
In Sochi, IAEA chief Rafael Grossi on his discussions with the head of Russia's nuclear regulator.
This gave me and gave us, I think, an opportunity to evaluate the situation around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the situation at the moment.
The Zaporizhzhia complex, Europe's largest, has been shut down for months, but it still needs power and qualified staff to operate crucial cooling systems and other safety features. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A man in Germany likely now has the record for receiving the most COVID vaccines. The 62-year-old has been vaccinated 217 times in just 2.5 years. And while this goes against doctor's orders, he's apparently shown no side effects. There's no sign he ever had COVID. Those shots were bought and given privately. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Man is dead following a Tuesday afternoon crash involving 4 vehicles, including a Milwaukee police car. The crash happened on Milwaukee's northwest side when a car that ran a red light hit a second car, and that car flipped over and crashed into a third car and a police cruiser. They were both stopped at a red light. 55-year-old driver of the flipped vehicle died at a hospital. An 11-year-old passenger in that vehicle was hospitalized but is expected to survive. The only other injury was a minor one to an officer in the police vehicle. Police arrested the 31-year-old driver of the car that ran the red light. A vehicle of interest has been identified in the case of a missing Two Rivers toddler. Police there clarified that a beige 1997 four-door Nissan Altima that has become the vehicle of interest in the case of Elijah Vu is not owned by the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, or her boyfriend, Jesse Vang. The vehicle, which is currently in possession of police, has a Wisconsin license plate beginning with the letter A and ending in the number 0. Police haven't revealed details on why the vehicle is a part of the investigation, but they have said their interest is not with the current owner of that vehicle. Governor Tony Evers was in Wausau Tuesday to listen to a proposed firefighter EMT apprenticeship program from the Wausau Fire Department. Evers says such programs are becoming necessary as career firefighters retire.
This program really has an opportunity to really lift up the profession of firefighting, but also, you know, make sure that we find the people to serve. It's exciting, and it's, you know, it's great that people here are willing to try something different and make their city a better place.
Evers said that although Wausau's program remains in the planning stages, he thinks it could serve as a model for other departments looking to recruit and retain talent. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy this afternoon, our high today 51 with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little breezy, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and a few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 53. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Futures clung close to steady, and wheat futures made new contract lows just ahead of the closing bell. The cattle complex was under pressure. Lean hog market traded lower, and I guess no surprise here, cotton ended the day solidly higher.
Live from the very pinnacle of Hump Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Jared Creed from JC Marketing. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I, handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
Hey, Davis. How's it
Hello,
going,
Chip.
Buddy?
It's going very well. It's going about 61 degrees and sunny. Well, huh?
Wow.
Not too shabby today.
55 and
oh, yeah.
Sunny up here in northeast Iowa as well.
Absolutely
be liking incredible.
That.
Oh, loving it. Loving it. That is for sure. Tom, turkeys were in the backyard this afternoon.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. They have been very vocal in the mornings. Very vocal. So it's that time of the year. Spring, I guess, has sprung. The robin showed up already. I mean, the only thing we're missing is what?
Come on. The flip of the calendar?
No. The turkey buzzards.
You got midges? Midges, is that what you're looking for?
No, the turkey buzzards. We got to have the turkey buzzards show up, and then we will know.
Well, that's why the turkeys are so vocal. The buzzards haven't shown up yet. They're strutting around. They don't have a care in the world. Buzzards, they say.
Who'd have thunk it?
Their day
Who'd have thunk it? All right. Hey, here we are. It is March 6th. We've got some decisions coming up the middle of the month on crop insurance. And the past couple of years, we've had Jared Creed in here from JC Marketing to go over the thought process, to talk about some of the changes, not so much in the program, but the changes in what you should be thinking about when you're thinking about the different levels of coverage that are available to you on crop insurance. And we're going to do the same today with Jared. We've got him set up and ready to roll.
That's good.
And when you look at a 20% slide in the spring price on corn, there's going to be some changes in what you should be thinking about. So we'll go through all of that with Jared coming up here in a little bit.
That's outstanding.
All right, let's get to the news. What do you got, bud?
Well, Chip, double-digit losses were common in the wheat markets, with winter wheat futures falling to new contract lows. May soft red winter wheat futures opened fractionally higher and on session highs before prices accelerated the slide on the drop through 540. May wheat spiked support at 530 before recovering to close just above session lows. Strong exports out of Ukraine are a weight on the market, as are a general lack of crop problems in the major wheat exporting countries. July HRW wheat futures 11.5 cents lower today, 546.25. July SRW wheat down 13.25 to 542.5. July spring wheat closed at 647.75. Chip, that's down 9.75 cents.
Yeah, not a positive close in the wheat today. The way that it accelerated to the downside into the final moments of trade was not good.
Well, ethanol production in the week ended March 1 averaged 1.057 million barrels per day. That's down 21,000 from the previous week, but still 47,000 barrels above the same week last year. Ethanol stocks were basically steady on the week at just over 26 million barrels. Trade sources indicate South Korea purchased 65,000 metric tons of U.S. corn this week. The country is working to cover anticipated needs, apparently. May corn futures fell to a new low for the week before recovering to end the day near session highs. May corn futures 2.5 cents higher, 428.75. July corn up 2.5 cents to 440. December corn futures closed at 461. Chip, that's up 1.75 cents.
Yeah, narrow trading ranges, low volume, low volatility kind of trade. It feels like it was part of the process of building a low in this corn.
Nearby soybean futures erased most of the early losses to end with fractional losses. Nearby meal futures climbed to the plus side of unchanged, with bean oil futures modestly higher. Weather forecasters say the pattern in Argentina is likely to turn drier in the near term as El Niño fades and a transition to La Niña becomes more likely. Global veg oil trade is having a major impact on bean price action. The latest trends have palm oil prices moving to a premium to bean oil, which should generate more Chinese demand for soybean oil. May beans were 0.75 cents lower, 11.48 1/4. July down 0.25 cents, 11.58 3/4. Novi beans closed at 11.42 1/4. That's down 2 cents today.
Yeah, the product market's kind of all over the place today. We had soybean meal futures, the May contract up 50 cents, and soybean oil futures today up 28 points.
Well, July cotton was 92 points higher today, 93.99. On your livestocks, heavyweight choice graded boxed beef prices were nearly steady this morning on moderate movement. April cattle posted an inside trading day with a close below the opening range. April fat cattle 75 cents lower today, 187.25. June futures down 25 cents to 183.27.5. And April feeder futures down $1.30 to 255.87.5. And on the snout side, lean hog futures continue to work to narrow the premium to the cash lean hog index. April hogs 17.5 lower at 85 bucks on the snout. June hogs down $1.10 to $100.50. Chip.
All right, Davis, thank you so much. Let's bring in Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
We're doing okay. Doing all right. So, it's part of a process, right? You'd never just bottom. It's got to be a process to put in a bottom.
The only way they're going to put in a bottom is either they take them straight down and then reverse them and take them straight up, or they get a short covering here. This is just every day is the same story. They try to rally a little bit, and then they take them down, and then they take them down lower. It's been a very bad pattern, a very bearish pattern, obviously, which has allowed the shorts to stay very comfortable in these markets. Obviously it's a challenge, and it's getting worse. I mean, you know, inflation is not getting any better. There's no way the Fed's going to cut rates, and crude oil's higher again now too. So it's just more problems on top of more problems.
You got Powell on Capitol Hill testifying today and tomorrow. You know, he seems to still indicate that there's going to be room for some rate cuts before the end of the year. You don't buy it?
Only if it's a political move. There's no way that they can cut rates, Chip. Look at the real inflation. Forget about what they tell you. Real inflation. Look at the real debt that people have, not the government, but look at real debt that the people have. There is no way that they can cut rates logically and legitimately. Now, again, they can do anything they want, obviously, but why is he on the Hill testifying anyways? What is he doing there now? This is not Humphrey Hawkins' testimony now. That's in June. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know what he's doing there in the first place.
Yeah. They called him in about something. They evidently want to know when interest rates are going down. There is an election this fall, Bubba. We can't forget that.
Well, there's only one. In my lifetime, I can only remember one election cycle that was lower. That was 2008. Okay, and I don't suspect that this is going to be lower as it looks right now. We could see some change, but right now you've got about four or five stocks driving these markets straight up, and you can't. There's too much money in the money supply, and those who have are putting them in the market.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Good stuff, Bubba. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yep. Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. We are talking crop insurance and some things to think about for the 2024 policies. Jared Creed, JC Marketing, next.
All right, let's see here. Acuron corn herbicide. Powerful weed control? Check. Long-lasting residual? Check. Proven crop safety? Check. Acuron checks all the boxes, which is why it outperforms and outyields all other corn herbicides by 5 to 15 bushels an acre. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer or visit findmorebushels.com to discover your revenue potential today. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Got about 10 days before some decisions need to be made on crop insurance and what your level of enrollment is going to be for the year ahead. The spring prices on corn, $4.66. That's down a buck and a quarter from a year ago. Soybeans at $11.55 is down $2.21 from a year ago. So with the lower spring price guarantees comes some lower premiums, but you get what you pay for out of the deal, and it also means that there are some lower revenue guarantees. Let's talk about what to think about when making your crop insurance decisions with Jared Creed, JC Marketing. Jared, it's great to talk with you again, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing real fine, real fine. So, yeah, you kind of get what you pay for when it comes to crop insurance, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge this year. And real quick, I wanted to comment, just throw in a little bit of an opinion here for a moment.
Okay.
Prior to your last commercial break here, I think you and Bubba and maybe some of your comments about the corn market trying to carve out a bottom per se.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's one thing that we constantly have to consider here for the next several months is that, in my personal opinion, I think your managed money space is definitely covering some shorts here or there. They're buying for 2-3 days. They're dumping on the fourth day. They're buying for 2-3 days, dumping on the fourth day, because guess what? For politically correct terms, they have the U.S. farmer and the South America farmer right where they want them.
Yep.
The farmer reacting here recently to small rallies, little bounces, the farmer stepping in and selling, and you're having that exchange of ownership take place, nearly letting the managed money position out without much pain. And quite frankly, I don't think they really are going to experience any pain. So it's just a deal that, you start thinking about the farmer being perhaps 2 billion bushel behind sold on just old crop corn. And we're talking about a managed money position that collectively is maybe a 300,000 contract short. Well, that's a 400,000 bushel long by the farmer that's got to get sold in the next several months. Meanwhile, it's going to be pretty darn easy for the managed money to cover their short. And last week was a prime example.
Yeah.
I know the commitment of traders don't line up day by day, hour by hour with the reporting period, but we covered what, 15% of the managed money short in the corn market, and corn was down 7 cents in that time frame. That's dangerous, right? Once they decide, yep, I'm done covering what short I've got, that creates a whole nother new dynamic level of danger as we move forward with what possible price action can and can't do. So, I think that is kind of pertinent to touch base on just a little bit from playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
When a producer's making these insurance elections. So I just want to kind of jump right into it. You're talking about 466 insurance price.
Okay.
I'm going to say that in the general Midwest, an 80% insurance policy is probably the most popular program elected. Yep. Quick math. What is 80% of $4.66? That is $3.72, meaning if a producer raises their actual APH, their crop insurance will not do anything for them until December corn futures would be below 372, oh, by the way, in strictly the month of October.
Right.
How does the U.S. farmer feel about a situation unfolding that their insurance doesn't do anything for them until they're possibly selling 350 cash corn out of the field?
Right.
That is a disaster.
Yep.
It's a disaster waiting to unfold. Same type of thing on beans, even uglier. Well, $11.55 insurance price, 80% of that, you're clear down at $8.50 beans. Mm-hmm. Terrible. So what I'm getting at here is that I fear, and I'm seeing this happen out in the marketplace, that we're looking at a revenue guarantee that is incredibly difficult to swallow from the last 3 years of coverage, coupled with today's higher interest rates, coupled with today's higher costs, that it's created a situation that producers are just not quite seeing the value in what their crop insurance can provide them. And a classic example is, my premiums are cheaper, but I'm not really insuring much. I'm just going to drop my coverage 5%. Or maybe I'm just going to leave my coverage alone and maybe not take advantage of cheaper premiums and go up 5%. So let's just do a very quick example. If I have a 200 bushel corn APH, which is going to catch a significant amount of U.S. corn production, every 5% coverage is worth 10 bushel an acre. Nobody knows Can corn be $5.50 or $6 in October? Never know. If it is, and you don't produce that extra 10 bushel an acre for that extra 5% coverage that you could own, that 10 bushel an acre at, say, $6, there's $60 an acre that I'm not going to get from the federal crop insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And in all reality, I might have been only trying to shave off, say, $10 an acre expense. And in a lot of cases, it's even less than that. So here's where I think it kind of culminates. Our revenue guarantee is terrible. The farmer cannot depend on a financial guarantee to backstop their loans at the bank with the revenue guarantee that they are going to purchase. It is a reminder of the importance of guaranteed bushels, not only in a situation of having a crop issue, but having the confidence to market any, market a rally that they get nervous about rewarding. The more bushels you have guaranteed to you on perhaps a bounce to five and a half, you named a number, or maybe it's $12.50, $13 soybeans, you're purchasing a policy to allow you to catch up, right, to catch up where we were a year ago. And it's subsidized. Yep. It is the cheapest program the farmer has access to, or any business has access to be able to safely market their crop at hopefully profitable levels.
Right. Okay. Okay. Lot to catch up on here. How did it happen? How did farmers get as behind on marketing as it appears they are on 23 crop? And was there any influence from their crop insurance coverage on slowing down sales?
To your last comment, I think that's a possibility for 2023, but I want to emphasize as well that we've never seen a situation unfold as fast as this happened. It's very, very tough for producers in general. I'm not picking on anybody here. What I'm saying is it's tough for most producers to go from 0 to 30% sold, let alone from 30 to 60%, or even greater than that, in very, very small amounts of time. If you go back and look just at last year's corn chart, you had basically a 2-3 week period between two different spikes that gave us a great opportunity during the marketing year.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the focus might have been on the year prior crop. So I genuinely feel bad. I mean, it was a tough marketing year, and maybe we're not even through that marketing year. It's so tough to act in a meaningful amount of volume in such a short amount of time with such extreme volatility that we experienced during those times.
Okay.
If the decision can be made to step back, take a breath, know that bushels are guaranteed, and understand that anytime the price is higher than the spring insurance price, you have the ability to reprice your insurance policy at a higher revenue guarantee. That's all it is. If you don't produce a bushel, so be it. You're still going to net the same amount of dollars at what you forward sold that grain above and beyond your insurance price, specifically on the future side, not basis, but specifically futures. So it's a revenue game. And it's the same with every crop that I think maybe the market moves so fast that it took the focus off of some of the blocking and tackling fundamentals required to really succeed in such a volatile time. Emotions got crazy high. It's no secret in the last year. And where are we at in that emotional roller coaster now? I don't know. Are we in capitulation? Are we in panic? Are we in despair? I think there's maybe some optimism coming around. I'm not trying to cast an opinion on what price can or can't do. But it's getting back to the basis, getting back to the blocking and tackling.
Gotcha. Okay. You mentioned that you've got to get your coverage levels up to, your coverage up to levels that you can work with confidence on your marketings in the year ahead. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that, exactly what you mean by that. I want to talk about deciding what that coverage level should be And I'm interested in the note that you dropped me. There are some add-on coverage possibilities that you think producers should be looking at in the year ahead. I want to talk about what those should be. We are talking crop insurance with Jared Creed, JC Marketing, right here on AgriTalk.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For July, HRW wheat futures were 11 and one-half cents lower at 546 and one-quarter. July, SRW wheat dropped 13 and one-quarter to 542 and one-half. May, corn futures were 2 and one-half cents higher at 428 and three-quarters. December, corn futures closed at 461. That's up 1 and three-quarter cents. May soybean futures, 0.75 cents lower at 11.48 and one quarter. Novi beans closed at 11.42 and a quarter. That's down 2 cents today. July cotton was 92 points higher at 93.99. On the livestock side, April fat cattle were 75 cents lower, 187.25. April feeder futures down $1.30 to 255.87 and one half. And April lean hog futures 17 and one half cents lower at 85 bucks on the snout. Try ProFarmer.com, won't you?
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 51, with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little breezy, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds, and a few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 53. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back. We are in the middle of a conversation with Jared Creed, JC Marketing, talking crop insurance and the decisions that need to be made there. Jared, talk to me about deciding on a coverage level. Now, I realize that you can't sit there and make the decision for somebody that's without knowing all the details. But just the thought process and some of the things to consider in deciding on that coverage level.
Sure. So I think here's where it kind of gets into the real the real meat and bones here.
Okay.
Insurance in today's volatile markets create an opportunity to have your whole farm hedged. As in, these insurance products specific to your buy-up programs have to be considered a marketing tool, okay, not an insurance tool.
Yeah.
Now, oftentimes when these conversations come about, naturally human tendencies, heck, the only person I know that doesn't think anything costs too much is my wife. Everything comes down to cost, as in that costs too much. Well, or it's too cheap. Well, the conversation needs to be thinking about, well, compared to what? What can I accomplish,
right,
compared to what I have the ability to, make no doubt about it, purchase from the U.S. government? So we were talking about 80% type of policies, standard multi-peril enterprise or optional unit policies that catches an enormous amount of the U.S. corn belt. Well, in addition to those, the RMA, in my opinion, against the opinion of the average producer, continues to evolve their programs to provide better working tools, to provide better coverage levels, and still subsidizing it. So if we just take a step back and say, okay, 466 corn times 95%,
yep,
that's $4.40 corn. What that means right there in itself, if I am electing a policy that is directly tied to my farm, for a moment, let's go down this path, my farm, if price is below 440 and continues to go below 440 between now and October, all that means is I have to yield more and more and more than my APH to, right, offset that drop in revenue.
Right.
Oftentimes, I think the insurance percentage of coverage is being multiplied times the yield. While that's still fine and dandy, I think it needs to be considered taking it times the price. And what am I really buying? So if I consider buying a 95% policy of the insurance price of 466, the most legitimate thing that I can go compare an option or a consideration for a premium to is an at the money put option. And a 460 put option is 35 cents a bushel. So what is that going to give you? That's going to give you price and price only coverage.
Yep.
No yield component. And also, it's not going to reprice your guarantee on a put if the market's higher, albeit your revenue protection still will do that. Back to 200 bushel corn example, 35 cents a bushel, 200 bushel corn, that's an expense of $70 an acre. There isn't a program out there, especially on the county side for sure, that, Chip, if you're a producer in Northeast Iowa, you could go purchase an 80% insurance policy and stack on other government subsidized programs to take your coverage all the way to 95%. Now, granted, that top 15% of coverage, it might be tied to the county, and the 80% is tied directly to your farm. But here's where we get back into middle school math. If the price drops enough, we understand what the historical yields have been in each county, knowing that there is a threshold there that the yield is just not doable. Right? I'll use a Blackhawk County example, right outside of Waterloo Cedar Falls. It's record county yield. I'm going to probably missay this. It's 214 or 216. But if you go down to $4 corn, you're acquiring a new record yield and arguably getting to yield requirements that are just not doable. And in that, in itself, once that yield is not attainable, it has created a hedge across every single acre of your farm. And we know that it is tough to spend money. I don't know anybody that's going to go out there and buy 170, 180, 190 bushel an acre of 35 cent a bushel put options.
Right.
It turns somebody off. I'm not going to go spend $70 an acre to do that. It's too much. Well, okay, you like the idea. How about you look at some of the insurance products that act the exact same darn way?
Yep.
And it's going to give you yield coverage. It's going to give you repricing capability on top side. And I think what's most critical in that understanding is the higher level coverages, the add-on programs, whether it's a private product from one of the 13 insurance companies or it is ECO, SCO that every insurance company has access to and heavily subsidized, those programs have the ability to act as a hedge.
Yeah.
And I recently have kind of taken a liking to the saying of let's remove as much bad risk as we possibly can to be able to take on as much good risk as we can create.
Okay.
Risk is both good and bad.
Yep.
And right now we go down to $4 corn. We go down to $10 beans. I've seen plenty of balance sheets in the last couple of months. They're going to be in terrible position. Terrible position. And the rumors are starting to swirl out there of refinancings and banks shutting farms off. It's happening. And I think we're turning a cheek to it. Our costs just have not come that much lower from 23 into 24. And here you are looking at insurance prices drastically lower versus the cost production. And quite frankly, the largest difference, I know for the state of Iowa, the largest difference we've ever seen from cost production to insurance price. Mm. That's dangerous. And
yep.
Again, you got to ask the question on a farm, what can I sustain if prices do this? I just do not care, Chip, if corn's 550 and 6 and beans are 14 and 15, we just prolong profitability into another year. No problem.
Yep.
It's the other side. It's that last 50, 75 cents. It's that last buck in beans that could put the screws to somebody in a hurry.
Right.
When we can alleviate a significant amount of that by just purchasing ample insurance coverage.
Right.
So here's my last comment on that. You have to exhaust it all. You have to go through all your resources. And I just cannot understand. We buy seed, we buy chemical, we buy fertilizer, we buy equipment, and we know what the end result is supposed to be with all those purchases. Mm-hmm. You darn well better understand what the end result is supposed to be with your crop insurance and understand what you're buying, what you're trying to achieve, not just write this $15, $20, $25 an acre check and forget about it, because it is a marketing tool. It needs to be involved and viewed weekly, monthly, and understanding where your risk is, where your bad risk is, and bring that into the fold and understand the money that you're spending has a purpose, just like all the other expenses that we have. Remove the bad risk to create the good risk.
I like that. I like that a lot. Talk to me about using that insurance coverage as a as part of your marketing strategy. And you mentioned in the last segment giving you the confidence to market as you should. Talk to me about how you do that.
Okay, I'm going to use Crawford County, Iowa, for an example. Know those numbers off the top of my head. An ECO product will, in essence, guarantee $1,000 an acre of revenue. Very, very simple math. If I'm guaranteed $1,000 of revenue and corn is $4, what does my yield have to be? It has to be 250 bushel an acre to make up for that. And by the way, the record is 236. So if I blow past that yield requirement, I have created a financial short. I've created a 100% financial sold position, not physical bushels, but financially, penny for penny, dime for dime, dollar for dollar. You are recouping what the market is giving up.
Yep.
And that is a hedge. And guess what? Insurance goes away if the market's higher. You go from being 100% sold and not even caring about what you physically do or don't have sold. If you happen to be in a situation where you have 30% of the crop sold and your insurance is in the money, you are 130% short the corn market.
Yeah.
Now you have the levers to pull to remove bad risk and create good risk. Mm. Nobody needs to be 150, 200, 250% sold the first week of March. You can alleviate that within other tools. That's why the insurance program has all of a sudden became a hedge, creating additional opportunities for you to extract more value. I'm going to say it again. It eliminated the bad risk. So now you have the ability to adjust your positioning in the market to create good risk. because it has mathematically got to a point that it cannot be overcome.
Okay.
And that is cold hard truth. I don't know a single county that would ever be able to out yield if a harvest price is $4 or lower.
Right.
It just won't happen.
Right. Right. Exactly. Okay. If someone wants to go through this whole thought process with, they can go through this whole process with their insurance agent, correctly? Correct?
I hope, right? You're gonna put me in a bad spot trying to answer that question, Chip.
Well, at least start the conversation.
Hey, at least start the conversation. Yeah, you need to understand exactly what happens if XYZ unfolds and what that means with the marketing side. And that's the true beauty of being able to bring in the marketing plan with insurance, because they're one and the same.
Yep.
And if the market's higher and your insurance is so far out of the money, that's pretty simple. It just put the onus in the farmer's lap to take care of their marketing.
Right.
So you have to discuss it with an agent. If they don't know, find somebody that does. Simple as that. You don't buy equipment from a doctor. You buy it from an equipment salesman.
You got it. Jared, good stuff. We may have to have you back on with some follow-up questions. Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Thanks, Chip.
All right. That is Jared Creed, JC Marketing. Davis and I will be right back.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation. Supporting those who feed, build, and protect America, we offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top-quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk. And in fact, you are listening to AgriTalk. We're so grateful. Thanks for tuning in, choosing to spend some time with Chip and Big Apple Joe and myself, your pal, Davis Michelson. Chip is still here.
Yeah.
A good talk with Jared Creed today,
yep.
JC
yep.
Marketing. We wanted to bring him on for his expertise with crop insurance. It's
yep.
a good time, right? Obviously.
Yep.
But there was a little bit of crossover between our two conversations today, Chip. I don't know if noticed it or not.
I kind of did, yeah.
Bubba comes on talking about, every day they run it up and then they knock it back down and up and then down and then up and then down. Mm-hmm. The funds are sort of batting the markets around, in and out, in and out, in and out.
Ping pong.
Jared said the same thing. They're,
yeah.
you know, they're in for a couple of days and then they take profits and then they're out and then they're back in and then they're in for a couple of days. You know.
Well, and part of what makes that possible is the fact that they know or believe at this point that on even a short rally, that the farmer selling is probably going to kick in and
yes.
create some hedging, some hedging requirements in the markets. Yeah.
So when we're coming from a place where we have folks on that say, well, rallies need to be sold. Rallies, mm-hmm. you need to reward these rallies. You got to get what you can when the market's offering it. Okay. So how does a farmer navigate this? Because if, you know, now then the implication is, well, if me, Joe Farmer, sells, well, I'm going to screw everything up. Then we're just going to bat it right back down again. You know what I mean?
It is a tough marketing situation to be in. That's the bottom line. Not all marketing is fun. I think most farmers would argue that no marketing is fun. but in this situation, where it is a decision of, is that good enough?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That stinks.
Yeah.
You don't want to be quote unquote forced
mm-hmm,
into
mm-hmm.
a scenario in which you are making marketing decisions that really don't accomplish anything for you.
Right.
They don't advance your goals. They don't advance your mission.
Yep.
It stinks. And for at least a portion of the 23 crop, there it is. You know, and Jared was talking about how quickly it happened. And it did. It did happen mm-hmm. quickly. There's no question. But there was a lot of warning out there about what might happen to carryover. Mm-hmm. And if carryover gets us into that 12%, 13%, stocks to use ratio, look out, that's not a positive situation. Well, here we are looking at a 15% stocks to use ratio. At the end of next year, it might be as high as 17% on corn. Mm-hmm. And that's not a bullish scenario. So warnings were out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to be a little bit on the tough love kind of thing. And I love listeners. I love them all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we can't back away from the fact that this bearish narrative in corn in particular has been around for a while. So from this point forward, it becomes that process. How many times do we need to go through that cycle of 2 or 3 days of short covering followed up by some renewed selling and back onto the sell side of the market? So, you know, it was a question of what is it going to take to get the funds out of short positions? And then I modified that and said, let's start even one step, you know, further or closer to where we're at. And number one, what does it take to get the funds to stop selling? Number two, what does it take to get them out of those short positions? Number three, what does it take to get them onto the long side of the market? That's what that's the process that we are going through in this corn market right now. And it's going to take a little while to get that all sorted out.
Yep.
It really will. Hey,
yeah.
One thing, you know, number one, get rid of the bad risk, create good risk.
I'm glad you went there. Yeah.
That's so good. You know, without risk, there's no reward.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be the right risk at the right time, and you need to manage that risk that is appropriate. That is so good.
Yeah.
The other thing that he said that really resonated with me was when Jared was talking about, okay, you're going to be looking at the level of coverage and the total cost, and, you know, does it cost too much? Does it cost too little? Well, don't look at that so much. Look at the value that's being created. The coverage up to 80% should be affordable, should be reasonable. But when you start looking at some of the add-on products that are available out there, they're more expensive because they're, you know, the likelihood of a payout is greater. So they're more expensive, but look at the value that they are creating. Yeah. Jared, I think, described it very well when he said, you know, it's a hedge on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's business insurance.
Aids the ability to extract value.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting, really good counsel. So
Yeah.
But boy,
I'm going to want your... Your fur-lined Speedo for if you're going to visit Alaska.
Oh, I'm you afraid, do. Yeah. You absolutely do. Burr. Reminder, talk to your insurance agent. Start that conversation right now. March 12th through the 16th, above normal temperatures expected over the entire Corn Belt and the highest odds of above normal temperatures. Minnesota, Iowa, northern Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Above normal precipitation also expected across the entire Corn Belt. Jump out to the 8 to 14 day. Above normal temperatures, March 14th through the 20th. And above normal precipitation in the Eastern Belt, near normal in the West. Hey, come back tomorrow morning, 10:06 Central.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/PACT to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. In today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.